Channel 1 over, beginning a visit Miss Daisy with Debbie this Wednesday morning of the 30th of May, 73. Channel 1 over, Channel 1 right, beginning a visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning of the 30th of May, 73. Channel 1 over, Channel 1 over, beginning a visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning of the 30th of May, 73.
You not? Well, what about a little orange juice?
Okay.
You don't need any tea.
Thank you.
Okay. Well.
I'll bet he leave that day.
I'll bet he did too.
He picked him one. When he was old to the house.
So wonder you have any left.
Oh, Miss Miles, there's plenty of them left. Everybody come. Well, I want just one. I say you need more than one. No, I just want one. I said, now there's plenty of them there for them to get dozens.
Well, one's plenty.
Well, I come over here to see if I could hear anything from that gas man.
From the gas man?
Mm-hmm. You know, they cut my gas off the 9th. And ain't nobody been back to see nothing about it. So I thought I'd call down there, get somebody to call what can talk.
What do you mean, what can talk?
Yeah. You see, I can't talk, feeling for nothing, I can't hear. So I said, well, could I hear come down to the house this morning? He told me to come over. Yeah. Well, I come and I brought what I had for me.
The public gas company. Does that have a telephone number?
Not on this, but
I
could get it.
Ocala. Well, now, they just cut your gas off?
They cut it off the 9th.
9th of May?
9th of May. And I paid him. I sent him his money, the 15th.
Oh, this is your receipt for it.
Mm-hmm.
$11.20?
That's right.
Well, he don't mind charging, does he?
No.
He I don't pay that much.
You don't?
No.
Yeah. That's what I pay.
Well, he's you special, I guess.
I don't like to be so special with money, because I don't have it. So... I said, well, I tried to get Doris to call me. Oh, she didn't call me. Samuel, he promised to call. Well, he stayed a day or two, he didn't say nothing. So I went down there and I said, well, Samuel, did you hear anything from the company? He said, no. I said, did you call him? No. That's all I can say. Well, now you know it was no trouble for him to do just that. But they wouldn't do it. None of them. Couldn't do it.
Well, I thought Samuel was a big businessman.
To lay around and do nothing. Now both of them over there. David, too, he done quit school.
Miss Daisy.
Yes, ma'am. He done quit school. I seen him over there 2-3 days last week. So I seen him yesterday. So Samuel, he come up there and mowed my yard this morning. So I asked him, I said, so, where are they? He said, he down there I said, he didn't go to school today. He said, he done quit. I said, done quit school? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, well. I said, what are you going to do now? He said, he say he going to get him a job.
He probably got a girl.
Say he going to get him one. He ought to been had one. He half went to school and sometime. They home, day or two or everything. Oh, that's awesome. I said, well, how come David didn't go to school today? He didn't want him. But I don't see myself working for 2 men. And they just sitting there waiting till I make the money and bring them the groceries. I don't see myself doing that.
Yeah.
I don't care who the man is. Mine or nobody else's. I ain't gonna feed no man.
You don't want to be too hard on the men.
Too hard on a man? Well, how hard you think it's on me to get out there and work and lay here and ride around all the time and they ain't trying to help me do nothing?
Well, they just not brought up to do all that heavy work, Miss Daisy.
Hmm? Yeah, mind what? They done whatever they could do, whatever had to be done.
Yeah.
And they working today.
Yeah.
I learned them to work, and they work today. I ain't never seen nothing like this, eh? Now, there's David and Samuel there.
You know, I thought they'd gonna be two of the smartest fellas in this whole country.
I thought that his wife was Doris and his wife James. That's who working. Well, now she got to pay somebody to take care of the baby. So she can work.
Yeah. I didn't know she could find anybody.
Didn't know who could find anybody.
Even if she wanted to, even if she could pay.
Who? Samuel Watt? Well, she got a woman live up there to Kirkwood to take care of the baby for.
Yeah.
The woman Jay got.
Oh.
For a while. That's who takes care of the baby.
Oh, really?
But she has to pay. She has to pay. I don't know how much she has to pay. Yeah. I ain't slipped up on that yet, but I will.
Well, yeah, they'll let it out.
Mhm.
Yeah, I bet you there ain't too much difference in what she makes and what she got to pay.
That's right. So now she got to pay somebody to take care of the baby. All right, she got to help to buy the groceries. He ain't doing nothing.
$100.
She's feeding them.
And she got that car. She got
that car. Doris feeding them in the car. They use it. Now she using it now. But they laying there resting. As soon as she come, well, they'll get it.
Oh, you mean they down there now?
Yeah, they down there. When the car come, they won't be there so long for to be going somewhere. Well, they come back in the night, sometime in the night. But you see, there ain't going to be no car for them to go in. All of them going to be sitting down there, car and all. It's more in taking care of what you get and isn't getting. Well, the car can't go. day and night forever. She furnished the car and the gas. That's food for the car. She furnished food for them to eat. Not me. But you see, she ain't raised them right. She let them do whatever you want to do. If you didn't want to do it, they don't do it. And now the men's and they don't want to do it, they don't do it.
His little wife, she looks like she's willing to help.
Since she got started. She one while there wasn't either one of them working, Mr. Maher. Nobody working but daughters for a while.
Yeah.
So I told myself, I said, I reckon she got shame. Decided she'd get out and try to do something. Her husband laying up there playing with the baby. She there playing with the baby. Doris working and feeding them. I said, oh, shucks, not me. Not me. I'm willing to do my part, but I am not willing to do it all.
And they just playing with the baby.
Mm-hmm. So finally she went to work. She's been working now about a month or better.
Yeah.
Well, he ain't started yet.
And you thought he was all fixed up, didn't you, when he was down there at that big Windexy, was it?
Mm-hmm. He wouldn't stay there. He's been quit there. And that was such a nice place, and they liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they liked his work, and like, mm-hmm. When I know anything hadn't quit, I asked Doris why. She said, I don't know. But you see, if my children is around me, and you see, they stays away from me, they got to tell me something about what you're doing and why you're doing it. I don't care how old you are, you ain't old as me.
Yeah, that's right.
I was here a long time before you got here.
Yeah.
I ain't scared to ask you nothing.
Yeah.
So they don't fool around me much. They don't do nothing for me and they don't fool with me.
Oh, don't they? They don't mess with you.
No. You don't fool with me.
Well, I just thought maybe when they cut your gas off that they had not been a one. I thought maybe they'd just been borrowing money from you and you just didn't have money to pay your own bills.
Didn't have money to pay my own bills.
Yeah.
No, that's not here. I had the money to pay my bills. So James carried me to the store, but there was three of us. So I come home and I had to go in the room for something. So I pulled my apron off. So it turned out that he stole money, apron and all. That's reason I ain't got nothing to pay my bill. So I went down there, Mr. Martin, I asked him for it. No, I ain't got your money. There ain't nobody got it but you. Of course, there ain't been nobody there but you. Mm-hmm. No, I ain't got your money. I said, I won't tell you this. I said, you steal from me, you steal from the dead if you get a chance. He said. So, Doris said something. She said, oh, he cussed. I said, they don't need a cussing. I said, that you gonna cuss my money out of your pocket and hand it to me. I said, that's the biggest need for cussing. So his wife said, I don't believe he got it. I don't believe he stole it and nobody else wouldn't believe it. I said, everybody believe it but you. I said, you know he's wrong. She said, even to Fred Woods, he wouldn't believe that if you tell him. I said, I don't care if nobody don't believe it. I said, I know it and James know it. I said, the good Lord knows he got it. Well, I don't know what the devil he done with my apron. I said, I really burned it up.
Now, who was that, Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
Who was that?
So who was that? James saw you.
You mean James done it?
James saw you, my son-in-law.
He just picked up your apron with the money in it.
That's right.
You, well, you had a good bit because you'd had your check cash?
That's right. And I went and bought me some groceries. Well, I just had to step right there with something, so I was pulling the apron off untied to pick up me another apron. I threw it up there on the cotton floor. I could step right round there and back. He had it gone. That's when I know he got it. There wasn't nobody there to get it but him. Oh, but I hope he don't get no more. I think if I have to do something else, of course, he ain't gonna do nothing else for me. He ain't gonna carry me nowhere. He ain't gonna bring me nothing. I told him, I'm through with you. I said, I'm finished with you. I said, I don't want you to do nothing for me, and I'm not gonna do nothing for you. I said, if what a roguish as you is. I said, no, I don't want you. Oh, I didn't get your money. I wouldn't take him out. I said, no, you wouldn't do it because you already done it. And I told her, I said, that means he's so roguish. I said, you claim you don't believe he steals. I said, he ain't just not started stealing my money. I said, he didn't just start it. I said, but I just hated to say anything about it, and he being in the family and ought to be the man to help me and anything. So I just kept it to myself. I said, but I ain't keeping nothing else.
Well, that was a right big sum, Miss Daisy.
Ma'am?
That was a right big sum of money.
Yeah. It was all. Because, you see, Miss Marla, I didn't buy much groceries. Because Fred, some things, he don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I thought I'd collect that from time to time. I'll get me a few more things. I ain't had nothing. Get nothing with. No gas. No nothing. You know. You can't love folks like you should when they treat you like that.
Hard to.
Very hard to. I like them better when I don't see them than I do when I'm looking at them. When they treat me like that. Is this my...
Yeah, stir it up, Miss Daisy.
Well, you know, when you said a while ago they'd cut your gas off, Eliza, Lord, and have mercy, what in the world has happened when Miss Daisy ain't paying her gas bill?
See, the man, he come the night. So, James had stole my money to steal. So, so he was nice. He said, well, for the time that I heard this one, I don't know what to do, but I'll call down there and see what they say. So he did. So the man told him, cut it off. Well, he had to do just that. So he ain't been back. So I don't know whether he won't be back in 60 days or When? That's when he come. He bring my gas every 2 months.
Well, what are you cooking on?
Tell me what I'm cooking on now. You see, I got a wood heater. I fixed me a little coffee on that. Grizzly, well, I just fixed my breakfast on that. And while I'm fixing my breakfast, I'll fix enough for my lunch. And I have bread. I have light bread. I make me sandwiches. Well, I'm still living.
But now you did send some money.
Man?
Did you send some money on a little later?
My gas?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I paid it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing.
Well, where did you get this money?
Where did I get that one?
Mm-hmm.
This money? The Irish give it to me.
Oh.
That's where I go. She get it to me.
Well, Doris is right in the middle of it, Miss Daisy.
I know it.
Gosh, she gets it on all sides.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't get none on but one side. That's the Social Security side.
Once a month?
Hmm? Once a month.
Well, how you take care of your insurance?
Pay someone and never wait.
Well, they cut you off?
Who didn't come? Well, they ain't cut me off yet. That's good.
Yeah, that's good stuff, ain't it? But James looked to me like he don't need money. People give him all them things.
How my James saw it?
Yes.
Well, he make like he makes so much a week working over there.
Well, like them shirts.
Hmm?
Like them shirts people give him.
I don't know.
Them shirts.
Uh-huh. Oh, he got them. He got shirts.
Shirts?
Yeah. Shirts. Different folks gives him just piles of shirts. Mm-hmm. White ones. Checkered ones. All kinds of shirts. Pants. They gives him suits or clothes. Shoes.
Well, who gives him all that?
Hmm?
I guess
well, they
me
don't
some.
Want them.
Oh.
They get through with them and then they give them away. So he knows everybody.
Yeah.
With the body.
Yeah.
And they knows him.
Yeah.
So they'll just give them to him. Then up there where the eyes were. Sometimes she brings a box like that full.
How is this table?
Hmm?
How is this table?
Yeah, full. Clothes, shirts, shoes, pants, coats, all these things.
We ought to go by there sometime and see if anything they can't wear. How come he need all that money, Miss Stacy? Pay for that car?
I don't know, but I know this one thing. He can't need it as bad as I do. And he working every day. Getting paid off every Saturday, I reckon.
And they took
you get paid off on Saturday night.
And they took your apron.
Apron and all.
And the purse it was in.
That's right. Well, now, what is he going to do with the apron? I say bring it up, because he can't give it to nobody around here. Because everybody know it's mine. And he know they know it's mine.
Now, let me tell you, Miss Daisy, I don't want to, I wouldn't want to be suspicious or anything.
Me?
I wouldn't. But, you know, something happened to them good wash pots of yours.
That's right. Took every one I could get a hold of. And they done it so quiet and so yeah, I had a old wash pot there. It was kind of rusty. Well, he'd put his scooters in it. Well, Mr. Myers, he had two in the wash pot. And two in a tub. So I was riding out there one day looking at a Mr. Pot. I don't know how long it had been gone, but I missed it. Pot gone, cooters went with it, I guess. No pot, no cooters. So I told Dar. I said, well, somebody's got the last pot. I said, I wonder, did Buddy take the cooters out of it, or did they carry the pot and the cooters off? She said, I don't know. So he might have been the one who got it and carried it somewhere. I said, where would he care? She said, he would carry cooters anywhere. I ain't hear nothing about him, mention nothing about him. He missed it and nothing.
Miss Daisy, I'll find out about this for you. How come I never did know JC?
I don't know, but if he ever comes back here, I'm going to make you know him. You know, he used to work over there when he was living with me. He worked over there at the Richardson's place. He worked with them for years. And finally found him a job in Gainesville somewhere. That's when him and Willie was together. So he been there in Gainesville ever since. This woman he got now, he found her.
Yeah.
There. She was living in Gainesville. Well, I never knowed her till after they were married. Her and JC was married. Ooh. She think there ain't nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
That JC? My face, it was kind of funny. Of course, I didn't see why I heard my sister and them talking about it when JC's son was buried and they was going around to view the body. So they all went on around. Laura, she started, JC started, said Laura grabbed his arm. But somebody said, that Willie's hug. Say, Laura said, used to be, but it ain't no more. He's mine now. And the chest, I said, well, she sure was crazy. I said, he could have went on up there with Willie. I said, she could have got him when he come back. I said, that was his and Willie's child up there. I don't care who she married. That's his daddy. And that's his mom. And she held on to him till the service was out. She went to the cemetery when they went to put him down in the ground. I see her locked with it, holding on to it. I said, well, my Savior. So my sister, she laughed. She said, Laura sure wants everybody to know she married J.C. I said, they don't know where she married him. No. Lucy said, yes. So they have to know. They had it put in the paper. And you read the paper, you read J.C. and Laura. I said, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I guess she knew Willie, Miss Daisy.
Yes, sir. Yeah? When you see him, you see her. Someone said, that's all you know about it. Said she see him when he wants her to see him. You don't want her to see him, she don't see him. I said, well, every time I see him, I see two.
Oh.
Who and him.
And that's been going on a long time now.
Long time. They been married 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
I don't know just how long, but it's been a long time. They been married a long time before Gracie left here.
I've seen him around here all this time. I just don't know how I missed him.
I don't either. They used to come to see me often. And one day they were sitting there on the porch and he said to me, he said, you was going that way. I think he was going towards the door. He said, Cousin David said, look like I know that man. I said, you might. I said, did you know Mr. Mott? He said, yes, I know Mr. Mott a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's been a long time. I said, well, that's who that is, Mr. Mott. He said, he live over there in the woods. I said, he ain't in the woods, he's on this side of the woods. He said, well, I know he lived down that lane. That is a good boy. J.C. is a good man.
Yeah. And it's something he got, J.C. is a good fella.
Mm-hmm.
And he got in with Preacher Taylor's
family.
Outfit up there.
Mm-hmm.
Of
he saw the devil too while he was in there. But he stayed. They wasn't nice to him at all. None of them.
None of them.
But Taylor's wife.
Lou.
She was.
Yeah.
She was nice to J.C. She used to say, I tell J.C., I can't help what Willie do, because I can't do a thing about it. But I told him, now you always come to see me, J.C. I can't go to see you, but you come to see me. So you don't have to go to Willie's house. Said J.C. told us that I know it. So once in a while, him and this wife, they both there when I'm there. See Sis Taylor. He used to go there when Reverend Taylor was sick and see him. So now once in a while they go to see her. She live. You know, she's still down here.
Oh, is she?
Who is Taylor's wife?
Uh-huh.
Lou? His wife was named Lou.
Yeah, she's still there.
She's still out there. Her and that grandchild of her.
He hadn't shot her yet.
No, he ain't shot her yet.
really got, you know, anybody would believe it. Finish that stuff. And drink your stuff. And all this rattling going on. Anybody would sink. You see, that was what I did.
Mm-hmm.
When I first saw Taylor, I thought, Lord, he's one of the quietest men in this part of the country.
You're talking about Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, well. You know, there's lots of difference in looking at things. You look at it and think, it's so-and-so. But when you deal with it and find it out, it's the other thing.
Yeah.
It ain't what you thought.
Yeah. A fella can be way off, can't he?
Yes, sir. It's an old saying, Mr. Meyer, but it's a true one. Say, deal with me to know me.
Yeah.
Try me to find me out. That's true as it was spoke.
Yeah.
You got to deal with me to know me. You deal with me, the more you deal with me, the better you can think of my name. Start trying me, then you'll find me. Ah.
And J.C. would pick out the only one that took after Taylor.
After Taylor. But he was sorry, but he stuck with it.
Yeah.
He done what he said he's going to. He said he's going to stay there till his children finish school. And when three grew up and got out to themselves, I don't know what I'll do. So I told him, and he told me, he'd say he was fooling all this thing, he didn't have no sense, and he wouldn't put up with that fare he'd taken. I said, it ain't hurting him. I said, just stay there as long as he wants. I said, and when he get ready, he'll leave. I said, J.C., leave there now, and then children's school. I said, he won't be able to buy him a pack of cigarettes. I said, when Willie and her old daddy get to suing him and he get to telling her what to do, I said, J.C., he can't buy a pack of cigarettes. I said, let him stay there. They ain't gonna kill him. He did, too. I said, he away from there all day.
Yeah.
What? I said, at night, him and the children there. I said, Willie ain't there. And he don't know where she is. He stayed right there. And his baby graduated, got out of school. As soon as he done it, he went and joined the Navy.
Yeah.
Well, that finished J.C.
I'm telling you.
That finished J.C.
Well, now.
And they couldn't do nothing. They couldn't swim. They couldn't get nothing done. He had his money, his wages, and everything free.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get a bit of it.
Yeah.
He had no dependents there.
Looked like Taylor would have like to have a son-in-law like that.
He did, but he didn't know how to treat him. And that was all he had to depend on. Sometimes Willie wouldn't take him nowhere, hardly. Them boys, J.C. and Bailey, that's who he would call on when he get ready to go in here. They would take him.
Yeah.
So he's gone. And she was telling me there was a son. I think it was the first third Sunday. She said, I live in a trailer. Nah. You have to come see me. I said, you live in a trailer? She said, yeah. Said, old house, it was falling down. Said, well, it was gone before Bully died. Said, wasn't worse to him. Says, getting worse. And said, Duke, that's Gracie, her oldest grandchild. And he called me and said, she asked me, said, Mama, how would you like to live in a trailer? Said, this old house. It's going to fall out. So she told her, well, I don't know. I like my house better than I do a trailer or anything. Said Grace, said, it ain't no house. That old thing is falling down all over. She said they kept on at said she told him, said Gracie told her, said, me and Charles will buy you a trailer. It's not going to cost you nothing if you were living. She said, I studied a while and then I told him, well, all right then. I'll live in it. So she said they went to Jacksonville and got it. Bought over there, set it up. She said, I moved in it. I said, how you like it? She said, I don't like it as well as I did my house, but I can stay there. I said, you have to stay somewhere, and you say your house falling down on you. I said, I wouldn't want it to fall on me. Let it fall on the ground. She said, I'm getting along all right.
Now that's Lou.
That's Lou.
No, she wouldn't like it like she does her house.
No. It ain't made like a house.
Yeah. But it's so convenient. It's nicer than anything she ever had, ain't it?
Yeah.
Spoil you.
But she don't think so.
No.
Well, I know it's nice and everything, but I'd rather have a house.
Well, that's something. You see, Debbie don't know. She didn't know a lot, any of your friends.
She didn't. Well, I didn't know Debbie. I didn't see her.
Well, now you take. Don't you know we was talking about Susanna? Susanna died, and Susanna was right gay, wasn't she?
She was. And I often wonder, Mr. Miles, what did they do with her furniture and stuff she had in that house?
Yeah.
I don't ever see her, but.
I don't either.
If I was to see him, I'd ask him.
Yeah.
There wasn't no place in his house for it. I know.
Why don't you all ride around a little bit and you show her where people live?
Well, you wouldn't find her. And there's somebody living in the house.
Well, you might. You don't know.
He rented it, the house, to somebody.
Yeah.
That was one of the nicest trips we ever took, Miss Daisy, when you went with me. And now I didn't know those people that lived down in there. And now when you talk about them, I know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Debbie could do that with
nice.
You.
Mm-hmm. Did somebody in Susanna's house, and I think they got 2 or 3 trailers down in there. So you know, I can't think of the man now. Kelly.
Yeah.
Is someone in her house, so to say. I don't know. You know, she had a nice house and had it full of furniture.
And she had them roses.
Mm-hmm. And she left it there when she went to the hospital. Well, the furniture and everything was right there in the house. But she never was able to come back. Then.
Yeah.
But she got a niece at Orange Lake. She always says everything she had when she left, she wanted Lily to have it. That was her niece. Well, I don't know. Well, I know one thing. She was at the hospital and they would go back and forth to see it. Well, whenever Lily would come up this way to church, I'd ask her about Mamie and ask her how she came along. So, well, she's getting along all right. All right, when she died, I asked her once or twice. I said, well, who in Lily's house? She said, nobody. I said, well, that's a nice house to just sit there and rock. She said this. She said, I could have rented it. Said, but the welfare has something to do with it. Said, I went to see them about renting it, and they told me they couldn't rent it. She would have to see some of the state officials to see what they say about it, and then they would let me know. So the last I talked with her, they hadn't got it straight. She hadn't seen them.
Miss Daisy, I'm going to run, but they don't have to do a thing. I have to go to town.
Okay.
Just pull it out there. Okay.
It's cool. I don't even need it.
Miss Daisy, you know, the thing that I always thought about Susanna, of course, I didn't know her like you did. I saw her down the store, and she was just always just lively.
She got sick. She was just full of life all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
She laughed and
talk. She could try and more talk about me and you put together.
Yeah. Down that store, you see, she'd go in there and they'd just all stop.
Mm-hmm.
She'd go to church and you'd know she was there.
Mm-hmm. I often wonder what become of her furniture and things. Ooh, she had a house full of it.
Nice things.
I said she had a house full of it. Oh, they was all old.
Yeah.
And she was sick so long and couldn't take care of it. Well, you see that some of it was covered with dust.
Yeah.
Things she couldn't take care of. So I'd love to know what become of it. It ain't none of my business at all.
Well, I'd love to, too.
Mm-hmm.
She wore clothes, Miss Daisy.
Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did. She loved clothes. She bought clothes and she wore clothes.
And she'd pay her own money out.
Mm-hmm.
They was bright, her clothes?
Her clothes.
They was bright?
Yes.
She paid her own money out. She didn't wait for somebody to give her clothes.
No, she didn't. She worked and she made her money and she spent it like she pleased. And she pleased to spend a lot of it on herself.
Yeah. Yeah. And she wasn't sorry. That's what she aimed to do.
Mm-hmm.
She told you so.
Well, she didn't have nobody but just herself. And that's all she wanted after her husband passed. She did it. Did you know this Lee, what used to be around here? I think he hunted a lot. He used to live up there beside the railroad, an old house up there. Well, I don't know what come in after that. I think he stayed with Susanna a while. I know he did. Not mistaken, he died down there in Susanna's house. So now, that was the second man. Now, her husband died there in her house.
Yeah. Well, she, you think?
And this man, that was Emerson Brown. He was a Brown. Emerson. Yeah. So, after he passed, then a man by the name of Jim Green, he stayed there with Susanna Walker. He does.
Gee whiz.
She buried three out that house, from I know.
Out that house.
So, she didn't marry Nemlin, or she didn't take in no more after Lee died.
Yeah.
So I just don't know.
But you know, I think of that, Debbie, Susanna, you see, I only saw her just at the tail end. But she was gay, and that whole store stopped, didn't it, when she went in? Yes. And she, at that time, she couldn't hardly walk home. She'd have to stay there and sort of wait for somebody. I took her home a time or two. But I didn't realize much what was going on, you see. And I just think about people like that used to live in them days. Just, you see, at the store and at the church and at wherever there was, and she wore all them clothes and she was just gay. And she and Liza was friends.
Liza, well, they was in the family, wasn't it? Her and Liza was in the same family, wasn't
it? Is that right?
Mitt, what kin was Mitt to Susanna? He was some kin to Susanna.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So you didn't know? Well, he was. But I don't know just now. What? think that he was the cousin to Susanna or something like that. But they was in the family somewhere in the hood. Me. Because she called Liza, cousin Liza.
Oh, yeah. And then they's in the same church.
That's right. They're in the same church.
Well, now, Liza was a big church woman.
Boy.
But Susan.
You talk about a big talker, that was one.
Yeah.
Liza.
But Susanna wasn't such a big church worker?
Oh, yes.
She was too.
Yes, sir.
So they had something to talk about.
Something to talk about.
Well, you know, in a way it looked like she would just, she just always young, Miss Daisy. Always young. What time is it up there, Jimmy?
Oh, it's about 12:30.
Oh, Lord, we waited till the thing's closed. I'll tell you what, they won't open up at 1 o'clock, but I can call them. You don't have to wait if you don't want to. Miss Daisy, this it looked to me like it was a little easier on little Bessie.
When
she had Miss Bessie down to her house.
Yeah, I thought about that too, Mr. Miles, but we don't know. We don't know. Yes, I guess it was hard then, it's hard there.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like this, if Bessie rather have her at her house. Well, you see, that's what Big Bessie wanted. She wanted to go to her house.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's
oh, what that's what it was.
Yes, sir. She wanted to go to her house. Well, little Bessie tries to do everything she can think of. Try to keep her satisfied and
yeah.
happy.
Yeah.
So I told her, well, I don't know. I don't know. So, but Big Bess is like the most of them, Mr. Mars, when they get helpless and get. Oh, you can't hardly do nothing to satisfy them nowhere.
Yeah.
It's just hard to please. You do all you can, and it don't look like you've done nothing still.
Yeah.
On their side.
Oh, they just got to grumble.
Got to grumble. As I say, fuss. And ain't got nothing to fuss about.
Yeah.
And I sure hope I don't be like that when I get a few more days old.
Well, Miss Bessie never has been like that up until just the last year, has she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she did like her be at home.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. She wanted to be at her own house, didn't she?
Yeah. And what can she do there?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just eat what she ain't supposed to.
That's right. Eat things what she ain't got no business with. Oh, I see.
You know, while she was down there at Little Bessie's, she got You know, when I first saw her down there, I never thought she'd be up again.
Mm-hmm.
But she was. She got up, and she walked around, eat good.
Mm-hmm.
And just as soon as she got to feeling better, what happened? She wanted to come back home. The people mm-hmm. was in there taking her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
she ain't nobody took nothing out.
Well, she ain't got nothing anybody to have.
What do they want with what she got?
What do they want with it? Hey, little Bessie's got nice things.
That's right.
She got her kitchen just like yours. Electric. And she got good beds.
That's right. Nice beds. Nice bedding. Nice stuff to go on the bed.
And she don't have mosquitoes in her house.
Who? Little Bessie. That's some gets in there sometimes, she said. Phew. She don't have bad.
But down here, there's sick shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't get in Big Bessie's house, do they?
She said they did. She said they just sick in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't have many mosquitoes in my house now. If I get up and go in and shut that door before it gets too dark, and I see them coming and feel them, I go in
mm-hmm.
and I shut up.
Oh, do you?
Well, I don't have no trouble with them. I might kill one or two, maybe three. Well, I don't be bothered with no mosquitoes.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We waited too late, Debbie.
I didn't.
What's the name of that place?
It's the Public Gas Company.
They talked this morning like they had a lot of melons out there in that field.
There's a heap of them out there. But I don't know how good they is.
They're green now. Mm-hmm. Are they not ripe yet?
732-7734.
Me to call you and ask you how, where she stood and when she'd get some more gas. She sent you the money on the 15th. She got the money on it. Yeah. Please, ma'am. She said, hold on a moment.
She gonna go look.
What?
She gonna go look. Find out what happened.
Yes, ma'am. It's still cut off?
Says it's still cut off.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was this morning.
It was this morning, she said.
If that red paper is still sticking under there with tape over
it. It was turned off the 9th.
That's
right. There'll be a $5 turn on charge. You know what? She's not able to pay things like that. Yes, well, that's what I figured. I called the wrong time. All right. Now, talk to the manager. Their policy is a $5 turn-on charge.
Oh.
You can't pay anything like that.
No, I can't pay. I ain't got it.
Yeah. And you see, you can't even... You paid your $11 for the gas, and you can't even use that, you see.
That's right.
Until you pay him $5 more.
Mm. I'm like, Lord, that's awful. Now, who is the manager? He ain't the manager. That's one of them.
That is the girl on the secretary. And she said if you talked like that, you'd have to speak to the manager.
That's right.
So, things can get right complicated, can't they?
Oh, so quick.
Miss, you know, little Bessie, she knows how to take care of people, Miss Daisy.
Yes, she do.
If I was sick, I'd love to see her coming around.
That's right. Because she knows just what to do.
Let me tell you, I think she's getting tired.
Okay.
And he won't be back, you see, until another hour.
Who that?
The manager. And I can get the information and pass it on to you, and then you can tell me what to do after that.
I can't pay for the turn on, because I ain't got it. But when I do get it, well, then I'll pay.
Miss Daisy, it is just unbelievable how many flowers is on that little tree, that little bush.
Isn't
that something? It smells good.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are they called? What you call them?
Talking about them things now. What do they call them?
Carnation?
No, they ain't no carnation.
Well,
gardenias.
That's it.
Oh. Gardenias. Why, they just pop it like popcorn.
Mm-hmm. You know what's nice about Miss Daisy's bush? They got more than one flower on each stem. You look at it. They have two or three on each stem.
Yeah.
So they're thick. I've never seen one like that.
And you see those lilies? She got whole beds of lilies.
Yeah.
There's different colors.
Those dark ones. Those are the ones I like.
Yeah. You get you some and set them up.
You see those cans over there in the window?
Yeah.
I'm going to come down and put some of those gardenias in there.
All right.
So they'll grow.
All right.
Like JC was talking about. Remember when he was talking to me about it?
Yeah.
Setting them out?
Talking about it. He's showing her how to pick some to...
How
was that, Miss Daisy? JC was showing her how to root some of them gardenias over there off that bush.
Yeah.
Break them off. He said trim them.
Yeah.
So she got her three little cans out there, and she's going to put some in there.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben. Yeah, Ruben and mine. I just broke them off and stuck them in the ground.
You didn't do any checking?
I didn't know all this, you see, trimming them and fixing them like that. So.
Yeah. Well, if you'd known that, no telling what that bush had done.
That's right.
Did you set grow this in yourself?
Yes, sir.
Just stuck it in the ground?
Stuck it in the ground. You see, they had a bush. I think they had two bushes up there where I worked at. So I'd break me a limb off. Sometimes she'd give me a vase, you see, full of. So when the flower died, I would stick it in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they rooted just like that.
Oh, she'd clip off a branch with a flower on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd play.
So when the flower died, well, I pull that dead off and stick the stem in the ground.
Just stick it in the ground. Did you put in the same bite so you'd know?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Put a stick.
The little stick. A little piece of board or something. Just something for a sign.
Just something for a sign.
But she got cans to put hers in.
Like the fig tree.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy put that fig tree in and it just grew.
Mm-hmm. He spit me out too. Last year, yeah, whole last morning, they lived. And I said, well, I'm living in here in a fig tree. I know when things had to die. That's the hardest thing for me to live. A fig tree. I reckon I love them too well. But there's going to be plenty of them out there.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I sure hope so. We haven't had a good crop in 2 or 3 years.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a good one out there now.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Daisy, it'll come and go and you won't get a fig.
Won't get a fig.
Unless you look out for yourself.
That's right. Well, why not?
Well, you just have to look out for yourself.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Looking out for yourself.
No. When you find out the fig's out here, you get Debbie to bring you up here.
That's what he means. Don't sit down there at the end of the lane wishing you had some figs. You come up and get some.
Yes. Yes. Well.
Enough. Better go home while I wait on you.
Yeah. I'll find out and tell you.
I sure appreciate it.
Miss Daisy likes to go visiting, but she don't like to stay long. Too long.
No, sir. Well?
And Miss Bessie got so she wouldn't leave the house. How's your apron this morning, Miss Debbie? Show Debbie your apron. Tell her about it.
Oh, that's a nice one.
We got
it. Ain't been on.
Well,
look at that.
It don't need
iron.
Look at that. It's big and full and got all them pockets there. Look at that. You know, once you get used to aprons, you just
don't feel right without them.
Yeah.
Now, I don't feel right without my apron. You don't need a thing. I ain't got my apron.
And you need your pocket.
Yes, I need my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it's gonna rain some more.
Let it rain. It didn't rain much while ago.
No.
Nope. It looked like it was gonna, but it didn't.
Yeah. I went over there at the end of the visit with Miss Daisy with Debbie this Wednesday, the 30th of May, 73. Her first visit in a month or something more. Channel 1 over on 1600. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 30th of May, 73. Channel 1 over. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday, the 30th of May, 73. Channel 1 over on 1600. And the end of the visit was Miss Daisy with Debbie this Wednesday, the 30th of May, 73.
Just got too much going on, ain't it?
You're right.
Lord, Lord.